This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Connecting the Dots is Canada's largest educational and professional development conference focused on education, technology, and employment for people who are blind and partially sighted. Joining us now from the CNIB to talk more about this event are April Asenza and Wayne Henschels. April is the executive business partner and lead operations and special events with CNIB. Wayne Henschel is the head of Come to Work and central lead and program evaluation for the CNIB as well. Hey, good morning, April. Thank you for making time to be with us today.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you so much for having Wayne and I on. We are so excited.
And Wayne, a big hello to you as well.
Good morning, Dave. I just wanted to add in an added piece about don't undervalue those gift cards, because as a parent, they come in handy as a visually impaired parent. And my daughter loves to find those gift cards and say, hey, Dad, I can take care of this for you.
See, that's some bonding right there. I like that one. Hey, let's jump right into the event here, guys, because I know it's a really, really big event with a lot of broad strokes. I know you had the French events last week. The English event is this week. April, in big broad strokes, what can people expect from the event over the course of the next few days?
Absolutely. So Connecting the Dots introduces Canadians to resources, knowledge, and tools to open doors to education, employment, and independence for people who are blind or partially sighted. The conference brings together leaders in employment, technology, braille, academia for informative conversations and educational experiences connected to the conference theme. The conference is customizable, so guests can choose the sessions which most align with their interests, with workshops, presentations, and panels from Able Docs, Australia Catholic University, Canadian Council of the Blind, Braille Literacy Canada, BMO, The BRIC, CNIB, Deloitte, Envision, Lawyers in House, Humanware, NoQuest, Microsoft. The list is endless. There's no shortage of content to explore.
Wow. I mean, just listening to the list of some of those individuals and some of those organizations sounds like a fantastic one. And Wayne, this is where I come to you. What's the significance of having so many different organizations like that presenting in all these different panels? I mean, that's got to be something that gets you guys really excited.
It's amazing because it actually brings a difference of perspective and difference of thought and allows for collaboration as you get going. So when you think about the intersection of education or technology, with employment or just in everyday life, right? When we talk about education, it's not just about the formal education pieces, which is very important, but it's also about how do we build up those transferable skills as we go through our daily lives, whether it's participating in a sport and learning about collaboration and leadership skills that then translates into your opportunity for employment as you go forward. So for us, it's about bringing that intersectionality of all these things. And that's why the play on words is not just about connecting the dots, but it is at its heart. It's about connecting all of these things together because they are connected.
Yeah, that's right. There's not one singular silo when it comes to the importance of these individual elements, and they all work together in conjunction. So April, this is where I come back to you, because you mentioned this is a bit of a customizable experience for those who want to take part virtually. So what does the schedule look like? How much hunting and pecking are folks going to have to do to find out to build that beautiful custom schedule?
Absolutely. So we've framed our Connecting the Dots under three thematic pillars: education, employment, and technology. So that's how we've housed all of our sessions, and our keynotes are across all those pillars. So all of our attendees can go in and choose any one of those sessions that fall within those themes. We also have our vendor alley, where we're featuring our partner exhibitors to showcase their goods and really engage those attendees in either product demos or services that could really lend to gaining that independence that they're looking for. We also have prizes, and Wayne has been working behind the scenes to really jazz up that aspect. And we didn't have that last year. So this is a really exciting thing to have people come and win things, right?
So, okay, beyond great ideas, April just mentioned it, Wayne, there's some prizes involved here. Give us a little bit of a sneak peek. Maybe don't give away everything, but tell us a little bit here about the prizes that can be won.
So the opportunity is always about how do we connect the dots? So how do we and bring in the technology aspect, but also bring in that quality of life? So when you look at enabling with gift cards, right? So some of those gift cards that you spoke about earlier in your earlier session, we've got some gift cards, but we've also got some key technology from partners like Lenovo and the Brick, who are offering not just an opportunity for conference participants to get a discount from their stores and services, but they're also offering some prizes. So I'm not going to give away the big prizes, but I wish I was eligible to win some of these, because after securing them, I now want one.
Yeah, it's almost like a little bit of a shopping spree there, right? It's like, oh wow, I get this opportunity to see this good stuff, and now I want it. Hey Wayne, I'm going to stay with you here, because of course this year's event is going to be virtual, and I know that it's been something that's been fantastic for a lot of folks in blind and low vision community when a lot of these events have gone virtual, because you can connect from all across the country. But it also means that you're not necessarily trying to navigate a big space and figure out where to go. How cool is it that we're able to get all this information in one place now, where folks can do that in a virtual way, as opposed to necessarily having to wander the halls of a big convention center?
I think you hit the nail on the head. So as a person from the community myself, my biggest challenge when I go out in person is trying to navigate the space, right, and find the people that I'm looking for. So we can leverage technology to help us do that. But now in this virtual space, I take the transportation element out of the equation and the navigation out of the equation. I still have to navigate with my skills using the technology, but now the platform is enabling, and the partnership that we established with VFairs was along that, because we want to incrementally build the platform to get us more and more accessible. Because as we do it for our event, then the VFairs team is now enabling that for all other events that they do across the world, not just here in Canada, but North America and beyond, right? So this collaboration, and each time we look at enhancing a new feature. So we brought on this time the virtual swag bag. So when you used to go out to conferences, you used to be able to get a bag, and then you'd start putting things in. Okay, I like that product brochure, or there's a little bit of a keychain or whatever it is. This time in the virtual platform, what we've enabled is the ability for the conference goers, as they participate with those conference sessions, or as they go visit the vendor at the virtual booth, they can pull down some documentation or a video or a reference, and then have it sent to them so that they get it all in one document in their email that they can peruse at a later date.
April, I want to come back to you on this element as well. What advantages does going virtual give a conference like Connecting the Dots?
Absolutely. We found that, of course, the personal experience, you can't take away from that. There is definite value in that. However, when we went virtual, we were able to cross those geographic boundaries. There were no barriers there anymore. So we were able to capture and enable all of our Canadian participants to join in this unique experience and get the most out of it. But not just Canadian. Wayne and I and our team noticed that we had international participants from the community and those within the space able to join our conference now, where before they would either be booking flights or trying to navigate schedules to come in. And with the pandemic, that travel made it difficult. So going virtual really opened the doors and allowed us to be accessible.
April, one last question here before I let you guys go, because I know you're both super busy. Is it too late for folks to register or get involved with the event?
Not at all. So if folks are interested, they could certainly email us at connectingthedots@cnib.ca. Definitely reach out to our team. We are starting to send out those unique links to access the platform. But if people are still interested, definitely contact our team. We're happy to help.
April, give us that email address one more time.
Absolutely. It's connectingthedots at cnib.ca.
Well, this sounds like it's going to be an amazing event. I know you guys have put a ton of work into putting it together. April, Wayne, thank you both for making time to be with us this morning, and have an excellent event on the 22nd and 23rd.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Dave.
The CNIB Connecting the Dots Conference is taking place on October the 22nd and 23rd. And of course, you can visit cnib.ca to keep up with all the happenings going on in that organization. That was April Asenza and Wayne Henschel of the CNIB. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.